Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Victor Thacker. I'm the Vice President for Enrollment here at Davis & Elkins. On behalf of our President, Dorothy McConkie, we would like to welcome you to the 25th anniversary of Augusta. We hope you have a good week of learning and a good week of helping us celebrate this momentous occasion. In my role as Director of Enrollment, I would like to encourage you to think about us as a college, and when you're back home and you hear young people, juniors and seniors in high school, talking about where they might want to go to college, I would hope that you would mention to them that there's a little place in the mountains that you know about and you've come to love as much as we do that live and work here. It would help us if you would just mention the college. If any of you work in high schools, we would really like to make contact with you so that we could have an in into the school. Sometimes it's hard to get into the guidance counselor's office, as you know. But if you would like to help us with this, you could contact us over at Hallihurst. Our office in admissions is in the east wing of Hallihurst. And there's also material in the lobby back here that you could pick up and take with you. We would appreciate your telling people about Davis & Elkins College. Now it gives me great pleasure to introduce the MC for tonight, Paul Brown.
Are we ready for a big time, old-time country style? Yeah, I think so. We have a wonderful slate of performers out here tonight for you. Old-time music, singers, fiddlers, banjo pickers, you name it, they'll be here. And it's going to be a wonderful big time, 25th anniversary of Augusta. You know, this place started out with just one little program 25 years ago, a week-long crafts programs, and one course in Appalachian music that covered a number of instruments, including banjo, fiddle, guitar. And look at it now, 500-some people, up by fivefold, and known all around the world, and helped to make Elkins, West Virginia, known all around the world, and West Virginia mountain culture. So let's give all of us and the folks who've made this thing possible, you, Davis and Elkins College, and the Augusta staff and all of our traditional artists, a great big hand. It's a wonderful moment to be here. Our first performer tonight is someone I personally admire tremendously because he has taken the time and the trouble over many years to document and understand West Virginia traditional fiddling. Bobby Taylor is a native of our state, West Virginia. He'll be here with guitarist James Summers, and he has made a special study of the fiddling of Clark Kessinger, one of the most renowned fiddlers of the South, someone whose technique and style influenced hundreds of fiddlers around the South through this century. A wonderful musician, someone who's also been intimately involved in the creation of the Appalachian String Band Music Festival at Clifftop, for which alone he deserves a tremendous amount of credit. He's just been central to the creation and sustaining of that event. So please join me with a great big hand, make welcome fiddler Bobby Taylor with James Summers.
Well, we're going to start off with a little bit of Dance All Night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's a tune that I learned recently. It's a real pretty old tune. Jim Clark's hornpipe. Also, Wilson Douglas says it's Fair Morning hornpipe. Thank you. James Summers and myself make up one half of Kanawha Tradition, a band that we play old-time music with. David O'Dell plays the banjo, and Jack Bowman the bass. We miss them a little bit tonight, don't we? What's next, James? I can't remember.
Well, let's play Elzick's Farewell, since you mentioned Wilson Douglas.
Well, we did, and since James is from Clay County, Elzick's Farewell is a very appropriate tune.
Thank you.
little town that I grew up in called Dunbar. I lived there my entire life. I just recently moved to St. Albans, the home of the legendary Clark Kessinger. Clark Kessinger learned a great deal of his fiddling from blind Ed Haley, who was born in Logan County, West Virginia, made his home in Ashland, Kentucky. I do not know who wrote this song, but I would say Ed Haley did, and named it after the town I grew up. One called Dunbar, if I can get through it. When Ed Haley come to town, back before television, the entertainment, he was the entertainment. The party lines and all those old crank telephones started buzzing when Ed Haley arrived. But he had the spirit of the night. I hope I can capture a little bit of it. My bow around a mic or drop it on the floor or something horrible. I'm going to try to play Clark Kessinger's famous tune, one of his famous tunes, one with his triple bow, Durang's Hornpipe. I've had a good time here so far. I guess this will be our last number for the evening, but I hope everybody's having a good week. I'll take you out with this one. Thank you.
Bobby Taylor, James Summers from West Virginia. And we're glad to have him here, too. Yes, we are. I don't know what we'd do without guys like Bobby. They show us how to make music and make it really well. Coming up a little later this evening, we have a great big square dance with Susie Rutter as our caller, and our music will be provided by Merriweather and the Pavilion after the concert. And if the square dance is something that you appreciate, but can't stay with all night, or you want to do something a little bit quieter and different, there will be an open mic coffee house, and a number of the folks here at the Augusta Heritage Workshops have come up with some music and entertainment at the coffee house tonight, which will be over at Jennings Randolph, right across from the Ice House, and it starts at 11 o'clock. Gourmet coffee and refreshments and some light snacks and that sort of thing, and great music at the coffee house at Jennings Randolph at 11, plus your square dance at the Pavilion. There's going to be something for just about everyone tonight after the concert. Some great singing still to come, instrumental work on the banjo, fiddle, guitar, just about everything, you name it. You know, I was saying a little while ago that 500 people through this place, that's just this week. There's 500 people there this week, which is bigger than my high school was, and 2,000 by the end of the summer. 2,000 people will come through these programs at Augusta, starting off with just about 100 people back in 25 years ago. It's just too long to count. So we want you to take note that Bobby Taylor also has a recording on cassette that he says he made about 9 years ago, and he is working on a CD as well that'll be out before too long with some of his friends. So be on the lookout for that. Also CDs and recordings, some books and other items out at the store here in the lobby area outside the auditorium tonight, featuring the artists who are with us tonight, and then downstairs during the rest of the Augusta week and through the concert season. So a lot of great things happening throughout the evening tonight. Big concert, also the 25th anniversary commemorative banjo will be presented one more time tonight. It's been out several times over the course of the summer, and it'll be played right before intermission. You can buy a raffle ticket for the banjo for $5, and you'll help out a couple of real good causes. We'll tell you a little more about that as we go along through the evening, but be on the lookout for that banjo because it'll be out here, and we'll even hear a tune on the banjo custom built by Kevin Enoch. And I can speak for the Enoch brand of banjo because it's my own personal brand. At this point, I wouldn't play anything else. So I believe we're about ready for our next performers, from what I can tell. Mr. Mike Seeger was at the very first Augusta Heritage Festival when there was one course in Appalachian music, along with the crafts and other folklore courses. But Mike has been collecting and performing music just about all of his life, about since before he was allowed out of high school. He was already out there beating the bushes for old-time musicians, and instrumental in the founding of the New Lost City Ramblers in the 1950s, a person who helped to make many thousands of people around the country and around the world aware of old-time music and the rural southern music traditions, sparking a revival which continues to live on in part right here in this auditorium as people come from all around the country and around the world to be at the Augusta Heritage Workshops and take part and listen and experience what this is all about. Mike has gone on with a great solo career. He's recorded for Folkways, for Rounder. One of his most recent releases is a compilation of some of his early field recordings. And he is presently working on a banjo project as well for CD, as I understand it from him, 25 different banjo styles. Mike's got some special guests with him as well. A real national treasure, a personal friend of mine, someone I've been happy to know for the last 20 years and make music with, please make welcome Mr. Mike Seeger.
Thank you, folks. This is Lost Gander. Thank you. Learned that mostly from Dee Hicks, a wonderful old-time banjo player and a great ballad singer. Another one of the 50 or so old-time banjo tunes. I'm spending a lot of time these days recording and getting ready to do an instructional tape of old-time banjo styles. There's so many different ways of playing. And I've picked up a few from old-time banjo players down through the years. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a sampling of some of them. Learned this song from Doc Boggs, great old-time banjo player and singer. This is maybe what it would have sounded like if Doc had played slide, which he didn't. Down South Blues.
Thank you.
if I do not do so well.
Thank you. As most of you know, the banjo came over here from Africa with what was soon to be African American men and women. And the banjo first came to this country with the music of the African people as a gourd banjo. And this is a reconstruction based on some early artist paintings of the banjo, and it's probably pretty close. It's a basket gourd, vegetable. It's animal skin, animal. And I guess wood is a vegetable, isn't it? Sometimes more than others. And then animal gut strings, and it's 100% biodegradable and organic. And that's why we don't have any of the African ones left. It doesn't hold tune very well, so the tunes aren't too long. And I learned this piece from a recording of an old-time black man named Josh Thomas. He was from around Roanoke, Virginia, Hollins, to be more exact. And he did this for about 6 or 7 minutes. I'm going to give you just a little bit of Josh Thomas's roustabout. My
Oh, Mrs. Redicare, I know the day she's born. Took an old jaybird 18 years, fly from Harlem. My wife left home last night, I'll tell you where I found her. Lying down in a pit, finds a gang of boys around her. Some was hugging and some was kissing and others was kneeling down. Some was hanging down. Some old rascal hanging round trying to tear my poor kingdom down.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Josh Thomas's Roustabout. I like to remember Josh. He must have been a wonderful man. I wish I'd met him. I'd like to do a song with a couple of my favorite musicians, a couple of my favorite friends, Tracy Schwartz and Eric Thompson. Would you give them a nice welcome, please? Tracy and I have just finished recording 26 pieces for a CD, a newly recorded CD of the New Lost City Ramblers, and this is an idea he came up with, a song that we learned from Tom Ashley, who used to play with the Stanley Brothers, and kind of put the Stanley Brothers twist to it. And we're teaching a little bit of Stanley Brothers stuff this week, so I thought we'd put it all together on this song. I hope I'm in tune. Doesn't jump. Let's start over again. I want to tune that thing.